and welcome to Mike's Cast with your hosts Greg, Mike, and
Shaft.
Bless it. My
you know,
device.
I'm wondering how many people even know who Isaac Hayes is. I'm wondering how many people think that's Samuel L. Jackson on that.
My device is
all jacked up. They probably don't even know what the film Shaft is or the TV series, whatever it was.
Well, they had the recent film with Samuel L. Jackson.
Sam Jackson.
And yeah. Richard Roundtree was in there, too.
I don't even remember. So, when did this happen? It was
this was a couple of years ago. They were father, son, and then there was the younger.
So it didn't. It didn't do well. I'm taking it.
Probably some nostalgia money.
Otherwise, I would have seen it because it was Shaft.
Speaking of nostalgia, listen, all you people out there. We get together weekly.
Mike's got another rant for once.
We get together weekly. We put this stuff together. We get like 5 to 7 likes on freaking Instagram. 5 to 7 likes on Facebook, maybe 1 or 2 likes on Twitter. The bandwidth.
Mike, can I interrupt for a second?
No, let me finish. You just cross your damn fingers.
I know one of those is mine. Yeah. So roll down that number 1 or 2.
Oh yeah.
Because I know Richard doesn't like anything. He doesn't even look.
But the point is that. You know, it's hard to determine who's listening via MP3 or iPod, you know, that's downloading the sound files. But I just know that the visual aspect of this, we're busting our ass, and we get nothing. I got like 155.
I'm just doing it for the fun and the
lure. Oh, yeah, sure you are. Yeah, just for the fun. But, you know, if you're out there and you're listening, and you like what we got to say.
Please like us.
Well, it'd be awesome if we got some subscribers on YouTube. That seems to be the future. Everybody freaking puts their shit on YouTube. We got our stuff on YouTube. Man.
It's not like they're not visiting YouTube already.
Click the damn subscribe button. Come on. I mean, it'd be awesome if we got to 500 and then, you know, then we're legit, right? So I'm just kind of, I mean.
Yeah, he's looking at you right now.
I know he is. He's upset.
Who, JC back there?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. See, those of you listening, you have no idea what we're talking about. You got to watch the visual. You got to watch the TV channel.
So, well, you know, how many years were we a non-visual thing with a rare
for the original run?
There you go.
When we come back to this, I think our first like 10 or 15 where we're without video. Now we finally, you know, got it kind of figured out. We're generating some video content and no one's freaking watching.
I wanted to do from the very beginning, but These yokels never wanted to.
Technology wasn't with us, though.
I wanted to do it more like Lou and some of the other guys were doing, where we had to sit together.
Oh.
And, you know, we live miles apart, so it's not as conducive to do that.
Well, we could do that. We just have to get together less often, I think.
Back then, I had room in my garage. I could have made a little mini studio. Today?
Yeah. Well, we're lucky to get to your desk, right?
I know.
So, damn it, you know, those of you who listen and those of you who watch, thank you so much, right? I appreciate it. But, you know, it just doesn't jump out and post itself. And stupid Grok has locked down their AI image generation. I used to be able to say, put people at Disneyland. And if I put the word Disney or Disneyland, it says, I can't do that.
Say theme park.
I do now.
Amusement park or something. Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you don't get
DL.
Really? With all the crap I see out there that generates quasi Disneyland looking things.
Maybe they're better at it than I am. I don't know. And then fucking Spotify. Oh, never mind. Fucking Spotify. No one's listening anyway, right? You know, from Major League. You can't say that on the radio. No one's listening anyway.
Yeah.
Spotify's now is hit me up for whenever we use the whip around music. The Swiska Polka is copyrighted. Why are you using this? It's fair use, damn it.
Well, wait. Is that the one that I gave you then?
The whip around. Apparently that's copyrighted. And Spotify has problems with copyrighted music.
Isn't it in the public domain by now? That's old.
I don't know. Yeah. Anything Disney.
I'll go into my Adobe, you know, archives again.
It's just so stupid.
I know. That's for something like ours, it's not, you know, we're not really generating we aren't generating anything. You know, it's not like we're doing it using that piece of music for profit.
Yeah, no, you know? I know. I have to go through, like 3 months ago, they said all 250 plus year episodes that use the intro and outro of Fantasmic and Soarin'. I had to go through fair use, screw you, fuck you, fair use, motherfucker.
Yeah, because, I mean, quite honestly, very honestly, every freaking radio station uses bumper music.
Yeah. But they're paying. You know, they pay. They subscribe to. There's a service that lets them use that. Yes, thank you, ASCAP.
Yeah, but I remember Rush talking about it because a few of the artists that he used to use, one or two of them weren't real happy. But he says as long as it's under X length, let's say it was 20 seconds, 30 seconds, it's nothing they can do about it. It's fair use. It's open game. We're not making a profit off that. It's just a bumper.
Not doing shit. Anyway, so freaking click the damn subscribe button, would you? Help us out. Hook a brother up. All right.
Before Mike spends more time in the bathroom worrying about it and having, you know, gut problems.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Give him a like or a subscribe.
I don't care about the likes. Subscribe. That's all I care about.
Take off your headphones. Show them how much hair you lost over this. I mean,
well, you know, when you... with the blue screen, it's hard to, or the green screen, or that.
It might be gray, but it's all there. All right.
We're going to do Richard. See, Richard and I have the same hairstyle, but he's not gray.
He's got a little more.
And Greg and I don't have the same hairstyle, but the same hair color. So I'm the one that gets screwed both ways.
Might be time to put a little color back in mine. Just a little. A little Grecian formula. So okay. I liked it when it was a mixture of, you know,
salt and pepper.
A little too white now. But anyways, all right, let's get on to the actual freaking show subject.
Is it going to be the costume business?
Well, I thought we decided on that, yeah.
Did we? Full disclosure.
I thought we had, weren't paying attention.
I've had a busy week.
And too much to drink tonight.
Yeah, before I sat down, you can tell, because I'm all over the place at the freaking device.
Let me drive it back to... We're going to talk about the Mickey's Not-So-Scary Christmas Party in Florida.
Halloween, Christmas.
Halloween party.
Oh, did I say Christmas? I'm sorry. Halloween.
Yes, you did.
And
you're really jumping ahead now.
Yeah. Seriously. And fandom has completely lost their minds over this costume change. And I don't get it. I really don't. I've been to this party once when the 10-day trip, I forgot what we called it. You know, the Mageddon thing had been out at the time. It might have been a Mageddon, but it was just,
I thought it was Fat and Happy.
It might have been Fat and Happy. 10 days of glorious fun. One of my best trips ever, and no family with me. just me and some, you know, a bunch of friends. Not to say I shouldn't say I don't have fun with my family, but, you know, it's like spending a day with the boys times 10. So they talked me into doing this. I really wasn't going to pay the extra money because it's not cheap. Here's my first thought. If there was ever a Disney adult, they all go to this party. And they, you know, where adults can't dress up for a normal day in the park, they can. And there's a lot of slutty nurses, cheerleaders, so on. And so there's a bunch of eye candy for adults. Let's put it that way.
That's crazy that they let the slutty nurse sit there in the...
How rude, yeah.
And people can try to correct me if they think, but I know I saw slutty nurses and cheerleaders and so forth.
I do know that they don't allow that over at Disneyland on their Oogie Boogie nights. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, people seem to dress more like bounding or actual in costumes at Oogie Boogie. It seems to be a very big thing. But back to Disney World. It seemed to be more of a time to get on the rides quickly because there were simply no lines at all. Collect a bunch of candy that you don't need and see one parade. It's the best parade probably next to the electrical parade I've ever seen at any of the parks. And, you know, I'm not a big parade person. Catchy tune, Headless Horseman, some really good scenes, especially with the Haunted Mansion guys dragging their shovels and making them spark and hitting them on the ground. It was all very cool. And I don't know if this was the costume that was used back then, but I guess it's definitely been used enough that, sorry, I had to look at the person It's hard to tell. People are freaking out because the new costume, which I think has a tone of the Haunted Mansion to it, it's slacks or shorts with one or two shirts. One's a little more form-fitting, looks like the woman's shirt. The other one's cut more for a guy. Plus, they get a bow tie, black belt, and headband accessories if they want, I guess. There's the look A, look B. And to me, especially the men's costume, seemed like a throwback to the day when Disneyland and Florida had more sensible, clean, professional-looking costumes versus some of the kind of, like, Mickey's Not So Scary or Scary Halloween, gaudy, atrocious looking.
But there are more costumes. Whimsical. The outgoing ones are very whimsical. They're more because it's Not So Scary Halloween, right?
And well, if you think that's whimsical, and I call it atrocious, I guess.
Say whimsical.
You know, whimsical.
Oh, there you go.
This older costume, I recognize this is what we use over at Disneyland too, with the yellow apron over the top with the green.
Yeah, yeah, that's going away and everyone's unhappy.
It just looks like a place to blow your nose. Or little snotty nose kids will be blowing their noses. They're getting candy from you. I just think they're gaudy and ugly. They're not whimsical. I don't know. I'm going to trip over that one today.
You know what they remind me is
which one, new or old? Fair.
Old. Reminds me of State
Fair. Oh, yeah. I see State Fair there.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if that was what they were kind of trying to make it look like, the harvest season type deal.
Well, I have to say, Halloween is harvest, right?
Yeah, that's also harvest. I do like the newer costumes here I'm going to take your line ahead of you, Greg, where it has kind of the Haunted Mansion kind of feel to it.
Yeah, but I think the color scheme does. Now, here's what...
The funny thing is no one likes them.
I like them. They think the shirts look like carpet, bad carpet. And I saw a post today or yesterday. A guy walks into his apartment, and he's just found out. He's thrown everything to the ground, knocking everything off tables. He's just so distraught over the new costumes. And I said, the old ones are atrocious.
You know what
his response was? The new ones aren't inclusive.
What the
okay.
flip?
What there's the... been,
inclusive
there's
of
been
what?
A whole, okay, there's been a whole turn of people who think Disney went this way because there's no way for the man to check out a skirt. Here, he can wear shorts or he
pants.
Can wear pants.
Pants.
And women have worn pants in Richard's family his whole life. But women have worn pants in the park for quite a while.
That's right. That's right, Richard.
Shorts
and the culottes.
Also.
And we didn't have skirts. We had the culottes out there for the longest time.
I find
that's hilarious. They're not
that's
bending.
Beyond hilarious.
They're not giving the trans movement an opportunity for a dude to dress like a girl.
And you would not believe how many posts I saw that went down that line, which makes me wonder if that's more of the issue than the actual change in costume. I don't like the long bib, nose blower, whatever you want to call it.
The aprons.
Aprons, thank you. You know, the vests aren't too bad. The shirts, I don't know. I don't like this look. You know, it's me. I know it's personal preferences for a lot of people. I like the colors of the mansion. So to me, this says spooky Halloween, but it's not overly spooky. I like it. I just can't believe people are losing their shit so much. This is taking up.
It does look a lot cleaner trim.
There's a lot of online activity about this.
Oh, 4 or 5 days worth at least, or whatever it's been announced. Every day I've seen multiple posts about the new costume. And I'm like, one, I thought, get over it. You're a guest.
Yeah.
You're not making this in. People are like, and they talked about the material. How can you tell from these pictures what the material of the stuff is? Oh, they're just trying to get something cheaper.
I'm pretty sure.
About
in 70 years of theme park operations, they understand what costumes are rugged and which ones are not. Like they know how to run a business. Sure, they don't. They do things that we don't agree with, but damn, come on.
Let me ask Richard here, because he can't speak for Florida, but he can speak for California. When I was there, costumes were made on site.
Yes.
I'm sure in Florida.
Well, yes and no, because there were a number of times where we would, the costumes designed, put together, and then they would ship it out to a company to make the mass produce.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
I have Florida information.
Visited costuming in the original roundhouse for the monorails, where a bunch of women were up there sewing away. Now, maybe those were the prototypes, like you said, and then they were sent out for mass, or they were fixing stuff that was already, you know, in the system, blah, blah. I know some of our security shirts, those were just off-the-shelf police-type shirts, you know, with badge holes. Those were off-the-shelf bullshit. Go ahead, Mike.
I had a niece that went for the college program, and she was stationed in costuming, and her costuming gig was at a park. She worked at Epcot, and her job was to repair, you know, rips and tears and missing buttons.
Okay, so maybe that's similar to the place I went to at Disneyland. Maybe it was the repair place.
Yeah, yes. But the thing was, she was by herself.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
She did by herself, and she said it was so boring. Because, you know, Disney is, you know, no standing around doing nothing. Well, there's nothing to fix. Figure something out. And so
there's a lot of stuff to do in the costuming. And still.
Well, she can only fix what's brought to her.
Yes.
If they don't send anything to her, she's not going out walking around the park going, let me fix that.
Got dangly buttons. Come on back. No.
And a lot of the times your entertainment costumes for shows and parades, those are individual costumes that are designed and made right there on property. Those are not shipped out because they're very specialized. They're one of a kind type deals.
I pretty much guarantee that if they were shipped out, pictures of them would end up on the internet.
Yeah. The one reason I know some of them are shipped out was when I was in my good old outdoor vending days when I was wearing the yellows. Was we had the shirts were, I mean, they felt like a t-shirt, and then they shipped them out to this company in Singapore to make them. Well, the sizes were all wrong. Double XL was too small for me to wear. I mean, it was small. And then the piping, the ribbon that was on the cuff was not stretchable. So when they put it on the cuff, it was tight and we couldn't get our arms through them. We ended up taking the box cutters and splitting the arms open so that we can wear the costumes on.
And for a skinny runt like you, and you back then, it made you feel like you had some strong power going on there.
Skinny runt. Look at that. Capable of, I can bench press, I think, 90 pounds now. Yes.
Oh, nice. 90 pounds. How many reps? Two? That's
sometimes.
It's not the weight, it's the reps, right?
When I feel really good, I can get that second one in. But yeah, I mean, so we had some of those
little trampoline under his feet. One, two.
And in our current costumes, when we got the first jackets and first pants with the current security costume, they were horrible. They were absolutely they had to toss all those costumes out and go back to scratch on them.
Well, so they still look horrible. So
I tend to agree. I still refer to them as the bellhop costume.
There's less sheets of material, yards of material for these costumes, obviously, than the previous one. So could they be saving a few dollars? Sure. Is that the reason they switched? Prove it to me first. I mean, yes, you might look at that going, oh, that costume costs less. So they're just doing it to save money. Not necessarily.
Well, also,
and if they're doing it so guys aren't wearing skirts,
I don't know. Really.
Disney, I don't have a problem with that.
No. But Disneyland is a product of Hollywood, right? And they're kind of, you know, behind that movement. They don't have a problem with it per se. So I find it interesting that they would accuse them of.
No, but some people have been complaining about how they have In fact, one guy even quoted me there. He's a former cast member. The fifth key.
Oh, that's right. Inclusivity. Yeah.
Inclusivity. Yeah.
How long has that fifth key been around?
Stupid.
I don't know. They've already went back to ladies and gentlemen in some places. As much as Josh is doing wrong, some people don't like him for the kind of, I don't want to use the term left or right turn, the diversion from the all in Iger was doing to where he's a little less into the show of the fifth key and just is going back to what most of us grew up with.
What's it also called? The, valor, or I mean, trying to show that you're into this for the sake of being into it, not because
virtue signaling is the term you're looking for. Or as Greg likes to say, virtual signaling.
Virtual. It is a
so
virtual.
Yeah, so I would tend to agree. I think we kind of have moved away from the virtue signaling. But also, I was going to ask, how long have we had Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween?
Oh, that's a great freaking question for the Google.
That'd be a good round.
Because with that question,
15 years ago was when I was there, I think.
Yeah, because with that question,
Justin Florida, right?
Costumes out.
Yeah, it's time to change costumes. It's time to update the theming.
All right. Yeah. The other search would be, how long's it been? I'm going to be saying it's been going on for 20 years. I'm just going to round it off, say 20 years. How many years do you think they've been doing that?
I'm going to go with 28.
Ooh. Well, Mike, how many years?
This year will be 31.
Wow.
Whoa.
October. Yeah. Here's some interesting.
You know why this seems unbelievable? Because I remember when Disneyland turned 25 and I went to the all night party. So to hear something going 31, well, I think that's way beyond its prime.
Let's get the whole story.
Okay.
Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Thank you, Paul Harvey.
Originally premiered as a single night event on October 31, 1995. Doesn't say anything about 96, but in 97, expanded to a two-night event. Okay, so we can just assume 95 and 96 were single nights. 97, two-night event. 99 grew into a multi-night seasonal celebration featuring dedicated parades. So just 4 years, it went from one night to two nights to the bullshit they got now.
Many nights.
When you say bullshit, have you been... I mean, at least I can speak a little bit to having gone. Right.
And here's the crazy thing. I know we don't release typically. We're like 3 or 4 weeks behind. But today is August 5th, 2026. Here. Anyone want to guess when the Mickey's No Scary Halloween Party starts this year?
In a few weeks.
The first night?
It's literally August within a week 10th. Or so.
August what? 10th. Richard is closest. It's August 7th.
August 7th. Wow.
Yeah. So this Friday night, the first Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party for 2026.
At Disneyland, Mansion closes after Friday.
Yeah, I know.
For the overlay.
Yeah, for the overlay, and we'll start Halloween season September 1st.
And people in Florida are already bitching that there's not enough Halloween decorations put up yet in the Magic Kingdom.
Dude, August is not fucking Halloween. August is still summer.
It's still time for the Music Man. And,
the guy turned from saying, I can't believe this is all they have up, to my hat's off to those guys that are going to have to do it overnight or in two nights. What if this is it this year?
Oh!
What if they've scaled way back?
Oh, that'd be funny.
You know who's got good Halloween is Paris, and I've only know that from photos. But they've got because
they have their awesome culture for yeah.
What I'm trying to find,
it's, like last year, it's is, hard. It's hard to we went on. We did a trip into the park in August of last year, and it was so friggin' hot. How do you get in the Halloween spirit when it's 95 degrees outside?
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
quite, quite honestly, I, you know, growing up in Southern California, it wouldn't be unreasonable to have an 80 degree Christmas. So in that respect,
well, I used to always tease about that one.
Yeah, in that respect, I kind of, the heat, it doesn't throw me off necessarily. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, but at least you get some, typically you get some rain.
Sure.
In November, December, to kind of set the spooky or gloomy mood, or like, you know, the season's changing.
I used to have family in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I'd love to call them on Christmas Eve and go, hey, how's everything going? Oh, it's been snowing for the last week. Oh, yeah, it's about 80 degrees. We're talking about going down to the beach for a bonfire tonight.
Yeah, well, it's like the Aussies. You know, Christmas is a
summer holiday.
Like summer them. Thing.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know,
but
we're okay. Opposite.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But my problem is I actually know what, you know, I'm an adult mind that works. I know it's still the summer, and I don't want to see this shit. It's already in. So we were in, God, what, some home store or some bullshit. I forgot what it was. Karen was looking for something. I'm like, there's fucking Halloween shit out already.
Well, we've had Halloween. You've seen it, I'm sure. We've already had Halloween stuff in the stores for the last 3 or 4 weeks now. Five weeks.
Even. Last time I was in the park is when we recorded.
Yeah, didn't you see all the Halloween stuff in the stores?
No.
No.
Because we didn't go into the stores. At least I didn't.
We had to go into the stores because Mike needed to get.
But I remember how much into Halloween the
pickup.
Stuff.
Yeah, I only walked into the pickup area and I didn't see any Halloween. What I cannot find is a good history of the costumes prior to this change. A lot of the stuff I see online is the typical stuff that we've been seeing that people are complaining about. Oh, look, they're going from this. Now, I just posted another one. It's always best to see them on real people versus, you know, drawings. I think they look good.
Here's they look two. Good in for your typical 80 degree
This,
August evening.
This is definitely a California because the shorts, they're gonna wear those shorts all the way until
that's why they can start their Halloween on August 7th is because they can wear shorts.
Yeah, but here's kind of what this also plays to old school Disney hiring practices. They didn't need larger size costumes for most of my career. In fact, we had a guy that I had to represent in security when I was, you know, on the board and everything. He could not, this is scary, picture a, for Mike's sake, a piece of military furniture. You know, it was always real heavy duty, right? Wood. Yeah. He had armrest, right?
Yeah.
He could only put one ass cheek on the seat. He had to sit sideways. They couldn't have put three costumes together to make one for him.
How did he get hired?
He was a big guy.
Well, I'm sure he wasn't that big when he got hired. I want to say he was a school teacher, and I want to say he was a coach of something.
Probably football.
He worked mainly in the parking lot, mainly in the lookout or walking plain clothes. But he got so big, you know, to try to do a whole shift was impossible. So what he'd come in and do is he'd work a day and then go back out on medical so he could start the whole thing over. But the company got tired of it. They're like, you know, we're keeping him on. And finally I don't think he was let go. I think he chose to go because of the pressure.
It came to a mutual understanding.
Yeah.
That's a good way of putting it, corporate speak.
Yeah. So, but look how clean that looks on these cast members. It's a nice look.
Yeah, it is.
Excuse me. I'm ever since we went out to the desert, I've been fighting a cough and cold kind of thing going, but it's breaking up now. Now the cough is less just coughing and the phlegm wants to leave my body. Yes, Richard.
I was going to say the prior costume, like I said, reminds me a lot of the state fair. And just a quick note on that. I mean, we had summer that finished our summer season at Disneyland finished right at the end of August, going into September. Then for 4 weeks, we really didn't have anything going. It was the winter schedule, and that's why they brought in the state fair days, was to bring things up and encourage people to come
in. Draw some locals, yeah.
Because we didn't want to start Halloween until mid-September. So you had the state fair days, and I want to say...
State fair lasts until, like, easily into October.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It did. And in those costumes, the older costumes just remind me so much of those state fair days where they look like Ma and Pa Kettle out there in the walking the lands at times.
Why'd you put this picture? Is this your favorite mouselet?
That's one of the ones I've tried to get on the show, but she never. I think she's got one of those accounts where they don't really know, because I've seen them respond to some people.
I can't find any pictures of Mickey's Not So Scary costumes other than the checkerboard blow your nose stuff.
Maybe that's the one they've had for so long. But you know, look at how many layers. I would think people would be, at least from the side of the cast member, going, oh, thank God, something that's not three layers. But according to all of these air quote influencers, the cast members specifically signed up and requested the party so they could wear that costume.
Okay,
bullshit. We've all known cast members, right?
Mike, it's time for that music.
Oh, wait.
He's never ready.
I'm looking at something else, damn it. All right, you want this.
Yeah, but you're bullshit running the board, guy.
Bullshit or not? Bullshit.
Yes, exactly.
I've never known a cast, because we had some, you know, special parties with kind of different costumes. I've never heard of someone saying, I want to work there because of that costume, or I want to put that costume on.
Okay. I do know of one place that you and I have both worked.
Security?
The Island. Oh. I love that costume on the Island.
That was a great costume.
It was a good costume, and I, you know, it was hard not to become part of the show in that costume. People want to stop. They want to take pictures. You know, you're supposed to be doing some work. But it was great guest interaction. Yeah. And, yes, the boots could get old after a long day. But I didn't mind wearing it. But, you know, that kind of played to my military experience, too. I think, nothing like a man in a uniform, right, as they say. That's so
right.
So the state fair triggered. So I had to look up when it was. It was only it was only 2 years, fall of 87, fall of 88.
That's why you couldn't concentrate on your board duties?
Correct. I was actually trying to find, because the AIR view is kind of thin. So fall of 87, fall of 88. You remember Pigmania, right? The pig races?
Yep.
But they had a parade. They made a parade for State Fair called Come to the Fair. Special foods, turkey legs.
Yeah. These were the days Richard was pushing food on. Overpriced food and poor, non-suspecting guests, and he had a first row seat to all this shit. So it's burned. It's turkey like burned legs, in his brain.
Buffalo chili. I worked
popcorn for
pies and cotton candy. So cotton candy and turkey legs you can still get inside Disneyland. So that's a holdover from the state fair.
Interesting.
I can't find any more details. I was going to say, like,
Greg, Richard,
Did you request? I never requested the Island to wear the costume. I requested the Island for a lot of reasons. Cool costume, sure.
No supervision.
Supervisor rarely, if ever, came over there.
That was the key thing, and that's why I liked the Island, was because you never saw any of the bands.
A lot of the attractive moms would come over there with their kids. There's a lot of good reasons to work over there.
The break room? I think
the break room was all right.
You'd spend 30 minutes in the break room, 50 minutes walking, 30 minutes in the break room.
It's depending on the person, but you know, sure.
And not to sound too misogynistic, but I was in my mid-20s. But custodial costumes on young girls was typically flattering of the backside.
Sure.
Still are.
Well, yeah, but you,
I'm not allowed to notice now. That makes me a pervert if I notice now.
Richard, are you hearing something? He liked to wear the girl's costume.
I didn't say wear.
Well, I never we're said talking to wear, about, wear.
I said
we're talking about taking shifts to wear a certain costume.
You guys, I was just like hanging out in the break room and see the custodial girls come in. Like, okay.
Okay.
He especially liked watching them go out.
quite honestly, Disney costumes of that era flattered almost all the girls on guys because you.
I don't know about that. Rare to, you may know it, about well, that.
It's rare to see people that didn't look like that picture I posted for you guys.
Yes.
So it's not hard to look good in a lot of costumes when you're in that kind of shape.
Yeah.
I mean, even the security costume looked pretty good on the women. And usually I wouldn't, you know, go that far with the security costume, but somehow it all, I used to like when I was really young, the Fantasyland costumes, I thought for the women were a pretty good looking costume. Now today I would say
talk about
I would
the blue
like
skirts and the white high.
Yeah. They remind me, you know, they were like that's what Catholic the girls wore school, in school when we school were girls school.
Costumes. Yeah. Again,
but even my private school say, you know, that was a common, you think of something like, Witch Mountain. That's what, you know, little Kim Richards probably would have wore something like skirt with long, you know, the high socks. That was a thing in the day.
Yes.
Let's not go back
at this age. You're not supposed to.
the pervert right. observations of costumes.
That's right.
I just don't like the old one. I mean, I went into that party. I could have given a rat's ass what the cast members were wearing. And quite honestly, I would have expected them to wear whatever they would have normally worn for their location. Maybe some bat ears or, you know, something like that. I'm there for the party, not to look at the costume.
Yeah.
I really don't understand all of this bullshit on the internet over this costume.
Okay. I think it's two things. Personally, I think it's just they don't like change, so you know.
Well,
forget that. You know, too bad, so sad.
And number five.
Pinhead.
Yes, and number five.
Well, that's our new code word. Yeah, number five. Yeah.
Number five.
Number five.
Yeah.
So as much as I hate to say it, I think that might be part of it.
Yeah, and I like the new ones. The shirt, I can't quite get a good grasp of what the actual pattern is. But it reminds me of the wallpaper.
It's a coffin.
But it's shaped like a coffin made from skeletons, right? It's two skeletons.
Yeah.
Looking like a coffin.
I didn't zoom that far into the chest of those two people.
But the picture you show of the models.
Yes.
The actual people that are wearing this costume are not going to look like that.
Oh, well, there'll be some.
Some.
But if you look at all the examples of the people in the existing or the old costume they're getting rid of.
Yeah.
There might have been one or two that would fit in the costumes of the ones with the models, which is sad to say. But look at me. I mean, I've got
talk. I'm fine with the talk.
I don't work at the park anymore. I mean, I when I was at the park, I never pushed the limits of the costume. But we had our guy, not only this one guy. But we had some others that were pushing the edge of it now and then.
We still have quite a few. I hate to say it, we got quite a number that really pushed the cost. Had a couple that could not fit into the car.
So what you're saying is you can run from them and they can't catch you.
There is nothing more inspiring about security is a 300-pound guy that can't keep up with you or going to trip and roll like the kid from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
That breathes through his mouth.
Trip and roll, you mean like the blueberry they had to turn on her side and roll out of the room?
Okay. I just came across. I did not know she passed away a few years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's bad.
There was a doing the YouTube rabbit hole thing, and there was a Willy Wonka then and now, and she's the first one up.
Oh, yeah, I see those things.
She passed away in 2019 or 2017. I can't remember which one it was. But
you know, and speaking of bad Disney decisions, I went to see Spider-Man. Okay. I didn't realize it was a big family gathering. And I was feeling sick. They wanted to go to breakfast. 6 miles north of me. I'm like, what? I can walk to the movie theater. It's a block and a half. Why am I driving now 13 miles round trip, you know, when it's 6 point whatever miles, which already made me mad, but I didn't go. Cause I'm like, you want me heaving and coughing all over everybody's breakfast? Sure, I'll go. And anyways, I fell asleep and woke up a few times. It was slow. It was boring.
Really?
They brought in characters I didn't think really needed. And then I finally said, why wasn't Johansson in this? Because they had Dark Web or Shadow Nuts or whatever her name is.
Okay.
Whatever Johansson's character was. Well, that's in a different universe. Oh, I'm like, fuck. This is like Star Wars. What fucking universe am I in today? You know, am I in Spideyverse? No,
Earth 287 or whatever.
No, they're not in the same universe. No, they're not. This is, remember the spider multiverse bullshit?
Yeah.
Which actually found kind of entertaining because all three of them kind of interacted.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting.
And I had forgotten one was, you know, because he was mutated. Another one had mechanical, and they had all these different. That's how much I care about Spider-Man. I liked the cartoon in the 60s when we were kids, but that's about it. So anyways, now I guess this is his last movie, and I walked out. As soon as the credits rolled, I walked out, and there's a splash screen at the very end, which you just hear a voice and a thing of him way out, and like there's a tracker now to keep track of him. He's out in space somewhere, which is so that now they're saying they're replacing him. Regardless of all that, you know, the Hulk was in it for 2 seconds, and that guy, the actor, is personally driving me nuts because he's an idiot, and he doesn't mind spewing it everywhere, and I just don't want to hear it anymore. And then they had the Punisher. Hey, I guess he's okay if you're into that kind of justice and, you know, brutality.
Revenge justice.
I don't know. I'm just like, I don't, 2 hours of my life, or longer than that I can't get back.
Well, you can't remember because you were asleep during that time.
Well, through small parts of it, but it's like, God, this is so slow and boring. I don't know.
I don't care. I'm still looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
See, there you go, Richard. Is it entertaining for you? Sure. Who do you care? Why do you care? You spent your money, get your entertainment dollars. It's all that matters.
Yeah. My kids went to go see it yesterday. My daughter says, I'll go see it with you again. It's like, okay.
Well, okay. Karen, we were talking about this Grogu and Little Man, or Mandalorian and Grogu.
It
bombed. They lost shitloads of money. I read today they're doing another one.
What?
Why? No. If you lost money, why would you make another one? And I went to one site. Okay. Well, it might have been WW News Today or WDW News Today. And now my spam blocker wouldn't let me start to read the article because they said it had some kind of malicious
malware,
you know, something. But there were two articles I wanted to read because one, I'm sure they're bullshit because they're a rage baiter group. It was something that they were renaming Star Wars for its 70 years now, right? Or is it 50 years?
No, it's 50 years.
50 years.
Re-release. 77. So 50 years next year.
To 27. So
I'm tired of correcting people that saying New Hope is going to be 50 years old and they're bringing it back out. I said, nope, New Hope is not 50 years old.
New Hope's 35 years old.
Yeah, it won't.
No, they called it New Hope when Empire came out. They changed the name.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd already done a re-release before that and changed the name.
Did they? I don't remember that far back.
So it's Star like 40, Wars. It's like 43 years old. Versus Star Wars. I had to correct a teacher in school. I said, I was actually alive in 77 and you weren't. And it was called Star Wars, not A New Hope, jackass. Look it up.
Yeah.
I still got a copy of the movie that just says Star Wars on it.
And I think I have a laser disc like that.
On beautiful VHS tape.
And
480. There were 640 there was by 480. Pan and scan, baby.
480. Yeah. And I have a VHS machine that's still working over there.
And a laser disc player.
And a laser disc player.
Though the auto flip doesn't work, I got to take it out and turn it over for some reason that the laser doesn't want to over to the top. Anyway, and there was something about rebooting the original characters, recast, and getting away from the whole Jedi Order thing. So I wanted to see what kind of bullshit they were, because I'm sure these headlines are very, very misleading, because they always are. But I wanted to read them, and then I couldn't because the something on their site triggered my spam.
Why would you want to get away stuff from the Jedi Order? I mean, that was a huge part of
why would you want to bring I like JJ, but why the fuck is Palpatine still alive and in the background manipulating things?
Absolutely. Why?
But what? You gotta admit though, and I couldn't believe
what
this.
What was the fart knocker of that? Having horses running on the outside of spaceships.
And my daughter, well, they weren't in space yet. They still had oxygen to breathe. And why? Now, this is under Lucas. We all saw Darth Maul killed, right? Cut right in half.
Yes.
Two pieces. And he gets put back together, and he's an ongoing character in some of the animated
Rebels
shit.
He showed up in Rebels, but he had spider legs. He had robot legs.
Yeah, still.
He did.
I mean, I know he did, but still. And all the witches that people complained about in The Acolyte, which was all weird.
That was weird.
Okay, but Lucas had a group of witches also, and that's who put together back together Darth Maul. So it wasn't that much different. It was dumb. Because, you know, quite honestly, let's be honest. Just because Lucas did it didn't mean it was right or good.
His wife
saved Star Wars with her editing and storytelling. She killed Obi-Wan Kenobi in the first movie. She's who crafted that story, because we know Lucas writes fuck all sometimes with stories. Yeah. His story sometimes, I mean, he's got great concepts, but down to dialogue and story, sometimes Mr. Lucas sucks ass.
Well,
He was smart when he sold it, because then he didn't have to be the one that had to produce these movies.
Yeah, but you know, God, you would think you'd sell that on your deathbed. Legacy.
Didn't Alec Guinness say this dialogue is so dumb? Yeah. I have no idea. I have no idea what I'm saying. That's okay.
He just shows up to work every day, delivers his lines. Yeah.
This stuff is dumb.
So what you're saying is that Mad Magazine Star Wars was right, and what's it mean being old, where you're saying things you have no clue what you're saying and all
pretty
that?
Pretty much.
When the Force controls your mind.
Yeah, it's interesting. For all the credit people give Lucas as this master storyteller.
I don't think so.
I think he's a great concept guy. He's a 70,000 guy.
Yeah.
But he's not down at the, you know, 20,000 level.
All right.
He loses all vision. You're in charge of the button.
Oh, so shit. Again, dude. All right. I think.
He had three too many to drink before he came on tonight.
Not three too many, just one.
Speaking of.
Bad influence, people telling me to keep. Here's another one.
Watermelon martini tonight. This was good.
Very nice.
Martinis.
All right, so we've concluded that, you know, this costume business is like only the irrational stupid Disney adults people are wrapped up or spun up by this. The rest of us could give two shits, so. Yeah. And
I
again,
give one shit.
Fucking subscribe, damn it, to YouTube. That'd be really helpful. All right. With that being said, I'm going to thank you for listening on behalf of Greg and Shaft and myself. Thank you for listening, and I'm going to wish you a good night.